Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your Friday. Time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Vann. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds has assembled a new task force to come up with recommendations for addressing what she calls a crisis in child care. Governor says this is an issue that precedes the pandemic, but the pandemic has intensified it. The governor says a shortage of high-quality child care is keeping too many Iowans out of the state's workforce.
It's an issue that we seem to tackle every year, but we've yet to come up with the solutions that not only resolve the immediate needs of working parents, but it creates a long-term sustainable system.
Emily Schmidt, General Counsel for Sioux Cup Manufacturing, is leading the governor's task force. She says Iowa has child care deserts where there's just one child care opening for three or more kids who need it.
Unfortunately, 23% of Iowans live in a child care desert. When you look at rural Iowa, which is where our manufacturing facility is in Sheffield, Iowa, this stat goes up to 35%.
By one estimate, Iowa has a shortage of 350,000 child care slots statewide. The governor's child care task force has come up with a package of recommendations within 100 days. Latest federal data shows the number of Iowans who are working or looking for a job has dropped farther during the pandemic than the national average. And ability to find child care is one theory for that drop. Newton students get to enjoy spring break today and all next week. Newton Superintendent Tom Messenger hopes students, staff, and parents will be mindful of COVID-19 precautions while away from school. If students or staff will be traveling, Messenger hopes they and those with them will follow current CDC guidelines as travel increases the risk of catching COVID-19.
First and foremost, don't travel if anyone in your household is ill or is in isolation or quarantine. Wear a mask and maintain social distancing. Carry hand sanitizer and or wash your hands often. Avoid crowds, especially indoors. Choose options that are less risky. Driving rather than flying. Take out food rather than indoor dining. And pick outdoor activities.
Messenger notes the CDC also has recommendations for when travelers return.
What they do recommend is testing 3 to 5 days after you get back from travel. And that does require quarantine or isolation. Perhaps the most important one, stay at home if you're having symptoms of illness.
When students and staff return to class Monday, March 22nd, the Newton superintendent says they will find the same COVID-19 preventive protocols that have been followed all school year. Colfax Mingo is off today and next week. Baxter and PCM, they're off next week for spring break. Linville Sully is off today through Wednesday for spring break. Yesterday, Newton School District had 4 students and 1 staff member out with COVID-19. 10 students, no staff members, were quarantining due to exposure to someone who tested positive, and 6 students, no staff members, isolated, awaiting the results of their own coronavirus test. 28-year-old Newton man accused of severely injuring another man at a party almost a month ago, bonded out of jail this week. Court documents show Caleb Michael Schwabe posted a $10,000 bond. He's to appear in court March 23rd. According to Newton police, the man Schwabe assaulted the night of February 29th, sustained severe head injuries, and underwent emergency surgery. The arrest report states officers obtained a video of Schwabe punching the victim, who had his hands in his pockets and was not fighting back. The recording then shows Schwabe picking the man up over his shoulder and slamming him to the ground head first. This happened at a house party in the 700 block of East 8th Street South. Police charged Schwabe with willful injury causing serious injury. Newton man turned himself in at the Jasper County Jail just over 1 week ago. 21-year-old Newton man is accused of assaulting the mother of his 2 children at their home this past Wednesday. Newton police say Carlman Odell Lottie Harris has admitted to grabbing the victim by the throat and slamming her head against the kitchen cabinet. Officers were called to their home in the 400 block of East 22nd Street South around 5 p.m. Wednesday. They claimed the woman had redness on her neck and upper chest. Court records show a non-contact order has been issued on her behalf against Lottie Harris. He's scheduled to appear in court on his domestic assault charge this coming Wednesday, March 17th. Continuing unemployment claims in Jasper County fell to 505 last week, according to Iowa Workforce Development. That is down from 578 the prior week of February 21st to the 27th. It's also the lowest number since the 462 ongoing claims last full week of January. Initial jobless claims in the county rose last week from 3845 Local unemployment picture mirrored what happened statewide. For the second week in a row, Iowa saw an increase in new unemployment and a decrease in continuing claims. 5,531 initial claims were filed last week, increase of 1,315 from the previous week. 44,827 continuing claims were filed, down 3,562 from the week before. Iowa Workforce Development officials say traditionally there are higher unemployment numbers between November and February due to seasonal layoffs. Residents in Grinnell had a chance to ask questions of their new police chief last night. Michael McClellan was available to speak to the public through an online Zoom question and answer forum that was hosted by Grinnell League of Women Voters. McClellan addressed the issue of police reform.
I'm not against police reform at all. I think we do need some police reform throughout the country. In the rural communities like Grinnell, we don't see that those kind of calls for service, but that doesn't mean, you know, we can't make improvements. Looking at my use of force policy, looking at my officers, and, you know, do they exhibit bias, and how we can improve our de-escalation training and all that. I'm constantly looking for ways to do things better. So police reform is good as long as it's responsible and not knee-jerk kind of thing.
McClellan has been Grinnell's police chief for 2 months now. There'll be a special meeting of the Prairie City City Council at 4 o'clock this afternoon, conducted via Zoom. Council is going to be asked to approve a resolution making Jody Wyman the interim city administrator effective as of today. They'll also be asked to accept final plat for Rolling Prairie. Meanwhile, Prairie City looking for people to mow. City looking to hire 3 part-time positions, no benefits, up 30 hours a week. Applicants must be 18 years of age. Mowing and weed whipping will include cemetery, parks, and city facilities in Prairie City. Applications available at City Hall or on Prairie City City website. Those applications must be returned to City Hall before 4:30 on April the 6th. Just one funeral announcement to pass along. Harold E. Wicklick of Newton passed away Wednesday evening at the age of 90 at Newton Village Healthcare. Funeral arrangements for Harold Wicklick are pending with Pensree's Funeral Home in Newton. Online condolences at www.pensfh.com. And that is your noontime check, area news and funeral announcements for this Friday. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.